Welcome into another edition of The Butcher versus The Spin Instructor presented by LB's Meat Market. I'm Neil McCready, Greg Jones, LB's Meat Market with us today. As always, Campbell McCready from Zen Studios in Fayetteville, Arkansas joins us as well. Today we will predict I'm not doing anything. I'm one game above 500 in Neil's picks. It's a total disaster. Today they will pick the winners of the four divisional playoff games this weekend. Two games Saturday, two games Sunday. It is, in my opinion, Greg Campbell probably does not have an opinion on this, but she might learn to have this opinion one day when she's telling her husband she went 175 picking college and NFL games. He'll be like, damn, let's make some money.
With the spread.
With the spread, right. Yeah, not predicting winners, predicting spread. Anyway, this is the best weekend of professional football. If you like the NFL, this weekend, all the weekends are good. This weekend's the best. Because this weekend's four games. They're all awesome. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, this weekend there are two 10s, a 9, and probably an 8. Every one of these games on their own is fantastic. Two of them are just straight sexy. And so we'll get into those as well. So we'll get into all of that. First, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Awesome.
Greg, I can tell you what's going to be going on at my house on Sunday night at 5:30. The Big Green Egg has been fixed. I have to go get a new cast iron grate, but the Big Green Egg has been fixed. Campbell and some of her friends are coming to town this weekend, and so I'll entertain them. I'm going to be cooking for them and stuff. But Sunday, I've already told everybody in my house, 5:30 when the Bills and the Chiefs play, I'll cook whatever you want me to cook, but leave me alone. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to watch the game. I don't want to talk. I want to watch the game. It's going to be awesome. So I'm going to get some LB stuff. You will see me at LB's this weekend. I'm not sure what I'm getting, but I'm getting something because I'm going to grill and watch football and drink beer. I just got done cutting
some really nice looking New York strips and like five really, really nice ones. So I didn't know if five was what, how many numbers you're looking at or not, but, I just got done trimming up some tri-tips too. Those are always, you know, good for feeding masses.
Tri-tips about my favorite thing. I love it. I love the tri-tip. I love flank steaks. The stuff that a lot of people kind of turn their nose up at, I think it's fantastic. We'll do flank steak on a Sunday. Yeah,
yeah.
That's fantastic. We'll do flank steak on a Sunday, and it'll get us through Thursday. Different meals.
Oh yeah, with different meals and everything.
All right, let's jump into the playoffs. Greg, you're going to win this contest this year, but you have been pushed. You have been forced to earn it, which is good. You know, nothing in life that you get easy is really worthwhile. Like when you get this trophy and you put it up there at LB's Meat Market, this is going to be something that every day you look at it and go, damn, I earned this. You are now 106-68. You went 3-3 last week on the six NFL games. Campbell, you have made a run. It is too late, but you have made a hell of a run. Campbell went 5-1 against the spread last week. It's remarkably good. The only game
I saw that Buffalo score, and I was like, I should have taken the Bachelor angle.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you missed that one.
My favorite character on the Bachelor.
Campbell got Cincinnati over Vegas. She got that one right. She got Buffalo over New England right. She got Tampa Bay over Philly right. Greg got San Francisco over Dallas, right? Campbell missed on the Cowboys. The Cowboys cost Campbell a perfect week. And then you both got Kansas City over Pittsburgh, and you both got the Rams over the Cardinals. So you both
that Raiders game was very close to being, you know, I thought they were going to score and go for two at the end, but you got to score first.
The Vegas game, I mean, the Vegas Cincy game was a reminder, speaking of Vegas, that those buildings in Vegas, they're not built on credit. They're built on cash. You know, those folks in Vegas know what they're doing. So Campbell is 98-76 for the year. It's a very impressive record. In most competitions, that would win. This one, Greg, has just been so good that it did not. So, I mean, kudos, right? If you're going to lose to somebody having a great season. So we got four games this week, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. Campbell, since you are the weekly champion, you get to go first here. It's an AFC divisional playoff game. It's the Cincinnati Bengals, fresh off that win over the Raiders. They head to Nashville to play the Tennessee Titans. This game is at 3:30 on Saturday on CBS. On a scale of 1 to 10, this game is a solid 9. This game is, if you like football, this game's right there. It is wheelhouse, fantastic game. The Bengals, Campbell, are a 3.5-point underdog on the road at Nissan Stadium to play the Titans. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Cincinnati. I did last week and turned out well for me, so I'm not going to change anything up.
All right, Greg, she's going to take the Bengals and the points there in Nash Vegas. What do you think?
I like the Bengals here. I think, there's a wild card team that can make a run. It's these guys. They look like they're having fun and, making some plays. And defense showed up at the end of that Las Vegas game. So let's go with them and sprinkle a money line on that.
I wonder what that money line is. I need to look at it.
Probably like 150, 175, like nothing crazy.
Yeah, I like Cincinnati here.
I do too.
I like their chances. And some of that is fandom, but a lot of that is I've watched that offense. And I don't know that Tennessee can score with them. So if Tennessee's not elite on defense, it could get interesting. All right, to the NFC we go, Greg. On Saturday night, this is a 7:15 game. If there's a dog game of the weekend, it's this one, although this is a good game. The 49ers, fresh off the upset win at Dallas, they go to Green Bay. The Niners, Greg, are a 6-point underdog against the Packers.
Man, that's a lot of points in a playoff game. I feel like this should be a field goal game. For some strange reason, just Aaron Rodgers just looks really good. And I think that they win the Super Bowl and he retires. I mean, I really think that this is something that Aaron Rodgers would do. But I like the points here. I like San Francisco. I think it's going to be a field goal game. So I'm going to take the points here.
All right, Campbell, he's taking the Niners and 6 points on the road at Lambeau. What do you think?
I'll just go with the Packers just to go against Greg for this one. I don't know.
They're green. They're green. That helps.
They're green. Yeah. So I'll use that angle this time.
Yeah. And they're literally the Green Bay Packers. So, I mean, makes the angle even better.
It's not like Bowling Green. This is actual green. All right, we go to the Sunday games here. We got we'll start in the NFC. It's a 2:00 game on NBC. I'm calling this game a 9 out of 10. This game could be a 10. I mean, this is a sexy game. The Los Angeles Rams, fresh off an absolute clubbing of the Arizona Cardinals on Monday night, they are in Tampa Bay facing Tom Brady, the defending champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Rams, Campbell, are a 3-point underdog. Again, 2:00 on NBC on Sunday.
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. I'm pretty sure I picked them last week.
They didn't play last week. They had you did. You did.
Yeah, they did. They played the Eagles.
Played the Eagles, and yes, you picked Tampa, and they were good to you.
All right. Well, then we're going with them again.
All right, Greg. She's going. It's not exactly a gamble there when you go with Tom Brady and the Bucs. It's she's going to lay the 3. And take the Bucs against the Rams.
Did you see that Twitter page that Barstool did? If every 100 likes, they'll shrink Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
End up like turning into the grass, and like he was like one head above the grass. the Rams are one of the teams that have already beaten the Buccaneers once this year, hadn't they?
Yes.
So, man, it's. Man, I try not to doubt Brady but I always would like to beat him. But, I'm going to go with the Rams here. I think they're, like I said, they went all in with all these draft picks and everything like that. So, I mean, this is their year. So, we'll see. But I'll take the Rams. I'll go against Campbell on this one.
All right. And then one final game on Sunday, the game that was aforementioned, the game that I have my Sunday built around. I'm hoping that Campbell and her friends are safely back in Fayetteville by that point. I can exhale, not worry about that anymore. And we get Buffalo, the Bills, who just demolished the Patriots on Saturday. Buffalo is a 2.5-point underdog at Kansas City to face the 2-time defending AFC champ Chiefs. If 5:30 on CBS. This is the weather. It's supposed to be upper 40s, sunny. I guess the sun will be down by 5:30, but perfect. This is it sets up as the absolute perfect 3-hour window of life. I'm going to have everything done where I can completely just go enjoy it. All right. So Greg, what do you think? Buffalo +2.5 at KC.
Well, I guess we can go ahead and put the Belichick era to bed after that.
It's on. You know, we did this debate for years about, was it Tom Brady? Was it Bill Belichick? Now we know. I mean, I think it was, I mean, I'm not taking away everything from Belichick, but I think you have to give a lot of it to Brady. This is a quarterback league. And speaking of quarterbacks, these are two great ones here. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, this is on a scale of 1 to 10. This is a supermodel. This is a 10.
Yeah. I'm going to go home field advantage with KC. I know that Buffalo's already gone into KC and beaten them once this year, but I don't know. Just for some strange reason, I think I'm going to change that. I'm going to go to Buffalo. Just going to go Buffalo because I just don't want – I mean, you know, I just feel like Josh Allen and they played real well and, you know, they – I'm going to go Buffalo. Just going to go with the road dog here.
Yeah, it's
– I mean, I don't think you can go wrong either way. I think a field goal wins this game regardless of, you know, of how close it is, I feel like.
Two teams capable of winning the Super Bowl playing against each other in the divisional playoffs. All right, Greg flipped and flopped Campbell, but he ultimately landed on Buffalo +2.5. What do you say?
I'm going to go with Buffalo as well because of The Bachelor. It worked for me last week. Greg unfortunately made that mistake. So,
I even called myself out on it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, at least you noticed it.
Imagine how good your record would be, Greg, if you would have followed The Bachelor rule throughout the course.
Oh, man.
You would just be able to float off into.
Well, I mean, the dance team mom rule. Uh-huh. I think we're undefeated on that because we had Pittsburgh against Tennessee, but I'm pretty sure we didn't lose with dance moms angle.
No, I don't think we have.
Yeah, I think you've been very, very good with it. You might have lost on the Pitt Michigan State bowl.
Michigan State game.
Yeah, maybe, but still, it's. It's pretty scientific. It's that
good. I had the under in that game, and like so, it didn't matter what happened. You know, I just needed the game to kind of end, or you know, them kick a field goal to win by one or whatnot. And sure enough, you know, the pick six. I just was like, fall down, and he obviously had the over. It was like a one shining moment, him all alone from the 5 to 1. So that was pretty disheartening whenever I had the under on that.
All right. So those are the four games. We will we'll come back next week, predict the AFC and NFC championship games. At this point, this is a service for you all. We're just making you money. Both of these guys have had phenomenal years. So we'll see how strong they finish it. Greg, people want to get in touch with you this weekend at LB's, how do they go about doing it?
Yep, well, just always call the store, 662-259-2999. And, you know, place an order if you're needing, you know, 10 lane trains or 4 ribeyes or something like that. Always call ahead and place the order and I'll get it ready for you. That way you don't have to wait. And my mom's doing mushrooms right as we speak. So we're getting that taken care of. I've got some boudin on the smoker. I've got some lamb and pork boudin on the smoker, some andouille and some smoked pork sausage on the smoker right now. And get the truck tomorrow. Tomorrow being Thursday, we've got some fresh fish. So we'll have plenty of redfish, grouper, snapper. Going to do some mahi, some salmon also, and some fresh shrimp. So, yeah, be ready to go for the weekend.
Speaking of Campbell, what you got planned for the weekend? Are you coming here? You got big plans in Oxford?
I'm coming with one of my friends and her friend from home who goes to Ole Miss. It's her 21st birthday. So, we're doing birthday things for her.
Okay. Well, good. We'll have a safe trip and, look forward to seeing you as always. And Greg, I'll see you, throughout the weekend probably. Cause I've got football grilling plans in my mind. I've got it all set up. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. I hope everybody out there has a great weekend as well. Thank you for making us a part of your week, a part of your football season. This has been, got two more shows left this year. We'll do the AFC, NFC title game, and then we'll do the Super Bowl. 2 weeks later, and then we'll give Greg his trophy, and hopefully we'll get ready for season number three. Appreciate
I think I've already got my trophy right here.
Oh, you got the – let's see. There it is. Half bottle of Grey Goose trophy.
We had to get a little sponsor recognition in there since there wasn't a Grey Goose game this week, since they're all good.
Yeah, no Grey Goose game this week for sure. All right. So we'll be back next week. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody. Take care.